You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bandage! Up yours!
Hello, 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 and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of phenomenal, fabulous, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. Consider this your 2-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that need to be heard. Coming up in the first hour, I've got new music on the way from Margo Price, as well as new music from The Beths, classic country from Tammy Wynette on the way, music coming up from Valerie June, Coco Taylor. We are going to kick off the entire 2 hours, though, with an originator, a trailblazer, a pioneer. When your initials are R&B, that alone says you have blazed a trail for the entire genre. Going back over 70 years, we are kicking things off with R&B legend Ruth Brown right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Mama, he treats your daughter mean. looking at me sideways. Got you longing for them good old days. Got you spinning and unwinding, a hoping, searching, finding a brighter place. See you grooving and a shaking. I see all the moves you're making. See you backwards and a forwards, tossing, twisted on was a dirty face. I know I've been trying. They grind that hustle. Got that claw, that crawl, that ruffle. On that make it till you make it. You know they cannot break it. And every day, got you looking at me sideways.
I wonder what they say now. you think you can. Gonna find a boy who can.
From an album that turns 30 years old this year, reaching back to 1995, it is the bluesy folk pop musician Joan Osborne. She released her breakout debut album, Relish, in 1995, and since then, in those 30 years, she has definitely been a critic's favorite and a cult favorite for the blues rock that she makes. Before Joan Osborne, we heard brand new music from Valerie June, Memphis Americana singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist Valerie June. She returned earlier this spring with her fifth album, Owls, Omens, and Oracles. The new album is a full circle moment, revisiting her indie roots while still pushing forward. Valerie June centers on a joyful and spiritual outlook, celebrating growth and resistance. It's an album that is meant to inspire, heal, and unite people. It is definitely on my list of favorite albums released this year so far. Kicking off the entire 2 hours, we started the full mixtape with an R&B legend, truly a trailblazer of the R&B sound. Her initials are R&B, Ruth Brown. We went back to 1953 with her song, Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean, and it was released as a single in January of 1953, over 70 years ago. Now, time for something thoroughly more modern, something of this decade. It is a band that is home-based both in Montreal and Winnipeg. It is a band that was a beginning start for the artist we now know as Begonia. I am talking about folk rock band Chic Gamin right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Bye. looking dead at you. I got dust from a rattlesnake. I got a black spider bone.
When the patriarchy's got you down and you just want to sing, scream, shout the blues, well then you've tuned to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock. Chicago's powerhouse queen of the blues, Coco Taylor right there. An artist that has not been featured here on Girly So Groovy for a hot minute and thought it's time to get that voice back on the airwaves. We heard the song Voodoo Woman. That reaches back to 1975 from Coco Taylor. In the middle, can we talk about In the Middle? When we talk about albums that have come out so far that I'm just loving, this particular album, In the Middle, is one of those. Southern Avenue, a band that uses vintage blues and soul as their musical foundation. Southern Avenue is a band that brews up a sound inspired by their home base of Memphis, Tennessee. Their fourth album is called Family. The album is just a soaring, gritty, uplifting album celebrating love, struggle, determination, and, of course, aptly titled Family. The album came out in the spring. I cannot stop featuring it here on Girly So Groovy, and I will continue to do so. We are not a one and done with a single, the hot single off an album. We are a slow simmer, and if there is an album that I think is worth sharing with you, I definitely do that here on the program. Before Southern Avenue, we heard the band Sheikh Gamin with their song All Night. That is the opening song to the band's 2015 album, Light a Match. Lots more music to get to coming up in the next half hour. I've got music on the way from Nicolette and the Nobodies, new music from the Beths, some 90s classic alternative rock from Plumtree coming up as well. Before we get to any more music, just let me remind you, when I talk about bands or musicians that just aren't getting enough Girly So Groovy radio love, I want you to be part of that conversation. The best way you can let me know who you think should be featured on the show is through our social media channels. We're on Facebook at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy, ending with an IE. And then with Instagram, even easier, GSG Radio. That's where you'll find us. With both of those social media channels, you can message me any request that you think would fit Girly So Groovy. We genre hop, we decade jump, so it is a wide definition of what could fit in the program. Also, too, with those social media channels, we post the playlists in print, provide links to our Mixcloud listening page, as well as links to the bands and musicians featured. Okay, when we talk about new music that's catching my ear, it was back in August that Margot Price released new music. The acclaimed Nashville singer-songwriter Margot Price. She is a musician rooted in retro country and rock. Her fifth album is named Hard-Headed Woman. It is an apt title, as Margot Price continues to be an outspoken country outlaw, rallying for women's rights, for her own independence, setting her own course in Nashville. It is a throwback to her debut album that launched her career with that outlaw country sound. New music from Margot Price right now here on Girly So Groovy. When we talk about the patriarchy getting you down, Margot Price has a song for you right here, right now.